My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. And you can join their team. It's Fish Cakes and JP, EB in the Outer Banks for the week. So we're running the three-man show. Time now to open up the entertainment page, which will be brought to you by Cakes, but it's driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X Series models. Limited time only. There's more at BMWFairfax.com.
All right, before we get into the box office, and there was huge news there this weekend, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, this weekend, heading into tonight, outside of like a huge music festival coming here, It may be the most star-studded musical weekend
in DC history.
DC history.
It's a big one.
I mean, just think about the bands and acts that have come through DC over this weekend and into tonight.
Right.
OAR, Fits and Tantrums opened. Mm-hmm. DJ Logic, who's local, was also on the bill. Luke Combs played at Commander's Field two nights, I believe.
Right.
Two, not one, two.
Mm-hmm.
Limp Bizkit, Creed, Three Doors Down, Finger 11. Oh, and at Nats Park tonight, Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, and Rancid.
Wow, Smashing Pumpkins are playing tonight.
On the bill.
It's a big one.
I defy you to find a bigger weekend outside of like an HF festival from 20 years ago where that many big bands have come through in a single weekend.
Yeah.
I'll wait. Just sitting here waiting.
You're not going to get an answer. You're not going to get an answer.
Yeah. If you want to expand area.
Okay.
Well, yes. It is our listening area.
Yes.
I think my cousin went to see Jason Aldean in Norfolk.
I mean, that's a big name.
It's not that far away. Here in DC.
I'm sticking with the DC area. But
I mean,
Norfolk,
it's three and a half hours.
Norfolk kind of works. I see what you're doing there.
It's our listening area.
It's like going to Blacksburg to go see Jason Aldean.
I think the Killers are in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I was offered tickets in a suite to Luke Combs on Saturday, but obviously I was down at my Uncle Jack's birthday party.
I mean,
but that would have been pretty sweet.
I'm kind of disappointed in Drab. I'm just being honest, because he told me he was going to the Creed show Friday night at Jiffy Lube Live, and I was waiting to pick his brain when he came in here to see how silly Hire and My Sacrifice and My Own Prison, how they sounded in person, and I got nothing because he didn't go.
I'm blaming my guy Mike. He won tickets on the station.
Okay.
And we trained all year to get swole for Creed. Okay. We were going to wear tank tops and everything.
Tank top summer, yeah.
And he wasn't really feeling it. So
he wasn't feeling.
We kind of stopped talking about it, and then I don't know. He just hung out at home or hung out with a better friend on Friday night. That wasn't me.
Just brutal.
So I didn't go.
So you had it on your calendar for weeks,
for months,
and then he just bailed.
We just stopped talking about
Who had the tickets?
He did. He won. He called in one time and won.
Oh, he won the tickets.
Yeah. Oh. Had the tickets and everything.
I wonder how many tickets were sold for Creed, because I saw on our Odyssey email,
yeah,
which I hadn't checked during my vacation week, but I just checked it during the break.
Yeah.
Wendy will send last minute ticket things.
Wendy always has last minute tickets.
It said, does anybody want Creed tickets?
Sure. I think she had a last-minute pair of tickets to Luke Combs, too. She always has.
That's the one reason to be on top of her Odyssey email.
Any Odyssey listeners out there, or any Odyssey employees with an earshot, if you ever need tickets to a show last minute, Wendy. Yes. Wendy is your go-to. She always pops up with a pair of tickets last minute. Just keep an eye on that email.
I wanted to go to OAR. It just wasn't back in town.
Yeah.
Did you go?
I did not. I don't have a good excuse for not going.
That's
either.
Pretty
it's
weak.
Right in my backyard.
What was on the Auville weekend docket?
You know what? I actually did have a good excuse. My son was in town.
Okay.
He was in town from Carolina. So I actually did have a good excuse. If he wasn't in town, I would have had no excuse not to go see the boys out of their hometown show.
Could have gone to the concert with them.
That's true. Could have. But didn't. Ultimately chose not to. Maybe I'll have to choose a different date on their tour. Who am I kidding? What am I going to go to Texas to see OAR? The ship has sailed.
Mm-hmm.
I love their new song, the friendship song or whatever it's called.
I need to check it out.
Cakes,
it's really good.
Where's Mechanicsville? That's where John DePompa.
Southern Maryland. Yeah. That's like down past Waldorf.
I believe John DePompa, P1 of the station,
yes,
bought tickets and went to Creed on Friday night,
okay,
in Prince William County.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then went back for Limp Bizkit on Sunday.
That is some
dedication. That's a lot of driving.
You really got to love music. That's, old 90s music.
Honestly, if I were him, I would have gotten a hotel room and made a weekend out of it. Instead of driving from Mechanicsville to Jiffy Lube,
back and forth.
I would just
fight
the bullet, just find a hotel room for a few nights. But good dedication by him. That's impressive. And again, if anybody has a more impressive lineup of artists that have come through the D.C. area in a 3 or 4 day span than the one I just read you, tweet me, at Money Metal Cakes, because I'd love to hear it.
But Green Day and Pumpkins tonight at Nats Park, that's a biggie.
Yes.
Who was the third band?
Rancid.
And Rancid.
You sleep on, I don't know why you sleep on Ruby Soho. That song
I like
20
that song.
Out of 10.
I like that song.
Love it.
But man, that's a big one.
It is a big one. Oh,
Mike Rizzo decided not to go to Arizona to for the D-back series. Right. He's going to stay at Nats Park tonight.
I can understand why.
To watch
because
them.
Green Day are playing Dookie and American Idiot in their entirety. Track by track.
Of course, I'm kidding about the Rizzo.
I know you're kidding. All right, there was big news at the box office. Deadpool and Wolverine broke records this weekend with $205 million at the domestic box office, making it the eighth biggest opening of all time. It made $438.3 million globally. It now holds the record for the biggest opening ever for an R-rated movie. It dethroned the first Deadpool, which held the record with around $133 million.
Do you guys remember what Kevin gave it? Because I would guess he gave it a 4.5.
He gave it big. He's something.
I think it was a 4.5. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was his rating. He's either 4 or 4.5. Like, I was expecting a 5.
I really like Deadpool. I don't know that I saw the second.
How many have they had? Is this number 3?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't see the first or the second.
Right. No, you haven't.
That's definitely not your type of
thing. Apparently, a lot of people saw the third.
A lot of people are, yeah. Let's go to John DePompa calling in. Somehow he's awake after his weekend of traveling back and forth to Jiffy Lube Live. At least that's what I think he did. What's up, John? Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, concert voice guy.
No, it's okay.
I was playing it up a little, but I am struggling. Yeah. I'm struggling a little bit.
Well, you're singing all those hits from over the weekend.
How many miles driven from your spot to Jiffy Lube Live? Is that like 150 miles?
You know, I'm not a mileage guy, JP. Friday night was a little brutal coming from Southern Maryland to Jiffy Lube because of the general traffic. But on like after the show, 1 hour and 25 minutes to get back home both times.
Oh, not that.
You know, so, but worth it. Worth it.
I mean,
when I tell you,
hold on.
You talk about hits.
There's a lot to unpack
heard some
here
hits this weekend.
There's a lot to unpack. So
let's start with Friday.
Friday was Creed with, I believe, Three Doors Down and Finger 11 in support.
Yes. you are correct, and it was ball.
How good did Three Doors Down sound?
Silly. I think it's just the singer and a bunch of jabronis at this point.
Yeah. Okay.
But he can, but
Brad,
I mean, you
Arnold,
talk about
is that
Brad
singer?
Arnold. Brad
yeah,
Arnold's the lead singer.
We yeah, know him well.
One of the guitarists died.
Yeah.
Oh no. Pour one out.
Yeah.
But his legacy lives on because you talk about hits. There were songs I forgot I knew for yep, Three Doors Down, buddy. I mean, they had about a dozen fillies.
Did they play Away from the Sun? Jason and I held hands and swayed back and forth when they played that at the 930 Club about 20 years ago.
So your boy Brad Arnold is an evangelical Christian at this point.
Okay.
And he basically laid out the gospel right before he went into Away to the Sun. And people were getting emotional. It was like an
song,
altar call.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of a revival going on.
Okay.
It was a head case.
Yeah.
No, they're really good.
They were so good. He sounds great. And like I said, just hit after hit. Like, I mean, I felt like I was at HFS back in 04.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And then, but look, I tell you this. They were great, right? And I was like, okay, this is the peak. Creed's
right,
I'm not going to go to.
Creed
and
took it higher.
Creed pwned them.
Scottsdale is probably 50-something years old at this point.
Yeah.
Dude is jacked out of his mind.
Yeah.
He's wearing the tightest clothes you've ever seen. He's running around the stage for an hour and a half. Never out of breath.
And so many hits. All hits.
And he sounds just as money as he ever did. I was blown away by Creed.
Did they play one? Please tell me they played One Last Breath. Is that the title?
How about they closed the show? It was the they left the stage.
Yeah.
They came out for the encore. One Last Breath. Oh. Right into My Sacrifice.
Oh, oh my God.
I just had movement.
Sent
from my body, I think.
These are professionals, Cake.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they played every hit. They weren't out there putting out new material.
No one wants to hear new stuff. They played My Own Prison. They played My Own Prison.
Of course they did. Every song you know they played. But Three Doors Down did sneak in a number in the middle, a new song. And, you know, it's a good chance to go get some popcorn.
Yeah.
That's the bathroom break song.
Did you spend any money on overpriced concert t-shirts? Please say yes.
I did not buy any gear. Oh. I didn't buy any gear. I believe me, we'll talk about last night. I went to the merch tent and I was torn, but I decided not to. My buddy last night did. Spent $50 on a t-shirt. But yeah, so that was Friday.
Yep.
Creed was awesome. Like I was blown away by how good they were. I was kind of, and by the way, packed house, 22,000.
Of course.
To Creed.
Of course.
Like,
it was
not a seat. Yeah, and I was the number on the lawn for Creed, you know. But
okay,
the lawn's
man,
kind of a scene anyways. The lawn's, I mean, there's nothing better than people watching on the lawn at a concert like that. I mean, there was, and by the way, I mean, Bickle would have been bitter, and I'm not a drug guy, but I mean,
so much weed.
Oh my goodness, Kate Lurch would have been in heaven. That pilot,
I would have been. You're probably
right. So give us a skinny on Loserville 2024, headlined by Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, well, okay. So Loserville's apt for the tour name because the first. Well, the first opener was Corey Feldman
okay,
and his band. God bless him. I mean, he's doing his best.
He's trying,
just sound like Bruce the Hugger on a Christmas special. And then some jabroni, no Nate Faith, I don't know, he was weird. It was a dude with a keyboard hitting himself in the face with a microphone, bleeding. It was a performance art, I presume. So,
okay,
he, like I said, Loserville. He's on the bill. It fits.
Right.
And then some white rapper that I didn't know, Bones, emo rap. I mean, I don't know. He was fine. Whatever. You know what I mean? But the best band I saw all weekend by a country mile is Limp Bizkit.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. And I loved Limp Bizkit when I was 14.
Yeah.
They were amazing. Fred Durst is the most charming, like the best stage presence you could imagine. Well, I mean, they were just shredding. They were playing.
Did they open with Break Stuff? Because I saw them playing, I think, like in Chile on YouTube, and that was their opener. I was like, that's a pretty strong opener.
So get this, Cake. So they didn't open with it. They opened with a silly called Counterfeit off their first. I'm a deep cut guy. I'm a Limp Bizkit guy through and through. When I was 14, 15,
sure,
your boy Rock. I wore a shirt 4 days a week. My shirt said Limp Bizkit is better than everyone, and I wore it 4 days a week. All right? So your boy, look, I was white trash, Southern Maryland, 14-year-old in 1999. I was perfect.
Sure.
But get this. So they played a couple songs, silly. Third song of the set, Break Stuff, brings the house down.
Oh, yeah.
And then, guess what? Circle Back, they closed with Break Stuff again.
Oh,
hey, were there people moshing?
Square. I will say this. There was a circle pit. There was a mosh pit.
Oh.
There were people going. I mean, it was crazy. It looked like Woodstock 99.
How big of a pop was Nookie? That had to go big, too. King.
That was the second to last song, I think, or third. It was a big pop. Every song was a big pop. They played the hit. Yeah. They played Rolling. They played My Generation.
Rolling.
Rearranged. Yeah, and he even opened up. He goes, all right, partner. And everybody lost their mind.
Drab's losing his mind right now because he didn't go.
Three Doors Down was awesome, and then Creed was better.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nothing's going to be better. And Limp Bizkit blew everybody out of the water. I couldn't believe it. They are so money.
John, do you do the bit where you look at the set list before you go to the concert?
So it's funny you ask that because I did during Creed. Because look, I'm not a huge, like, I love Creed. I love the hits, right? I didn't listen to Creed's albums. So there's a little bit of a lull where they play three album cuts that the people around me seem really excited by, but I didn't know them. But then I looked at the set list for Creed, and theirs was every tour was the exact same set. Limp Bizkit is so silly. Every tour, I looked at the set list, they don't care. Every show's different. They're playing deep cuts. They're pulling, it's like Pearl Jam out there playing any song you can imagine. They don't care. They're not some rehearsed band. They're a bunch of silly, genius musicians that can just play whatever they want. How about they played Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine for no reason other than it rules?
That's awesome. Damn, I wish I was there.
What was the round trip driving for both of those?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. How about your boy got home at 1:15 last night and the 5 o'clock alarm? Really got me in the gut this morning.
How many sandpapers do you give the concert?
They were awesome. I'll sand that thing smooth, 150 grit, 5 discs, 5 out of 5.
Very nice.
Jason, looks like it's about 70 miles from Mechanicsville, Maryland, to Jiffy Lube.
I don't need Creed.
Oh, so it's 150
Big
miles.
Creed, Mark. I didn't know you're such a Creed guy.
They were all Scott Stapp. Look, his physique, Drab would have lost his mind there. I think Drab would have been really distracted by Scott
Stapp. Is it short hair Scott Stapp now or long hair?
Yeah, short hair. I think he's clean, sober. He looks good. You know, he's had his trials.
And what does Durst look like?
He's had many trials.
Didn't Durst do a bit? We talked about it a couple years ago.
He's leaning into the old guy bit now.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, but he, and I saw some pictures like in the opening day. Cause this tour just started, the Limp Bizkit tour, last week. He was wearing wigs and kind of being crazy.
Yes.
Last night it was 1999. He's wearing some JNCO shorts down to his ankles.
That's what we want.
Yeah. Giant t-shirt.
Ball cap.
It was, New York Yankees ball cap.
Yeah.
Your boy was in. I love it.
Backwards hat. Right. Yeah, he did do a bit, it looks like, at Lollapalooza where he had like long hair or wigs.
John, before we let you go, do you agree that it was might have been the greatest musical touring weekend in the D.C. area in 50 years?
I'd like to see somebody top me. I mean, I don't. Three Doors Down. By the way, we didn't mention Finger 11. They got two. They're a little bit. They're not. They don't have the hits. They got two sillies. You know, two of them.
Yeah,
they did one thing four times.
Yeah. And Paralyzer two or three times. Good night, everybody.
They didn't do a. Yeah, they did one thing. They did Paralyzer. They brought the house down, man. They were good too.
Nice.
They only played a half hour set. It was perfect.
Did they sing one thing in studio?
Yes.
With us?
Yeah. Way back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Yep.
Is John going to Green Day and Pumpkins tonight?
Yeah, you're gonna make the triple. Trifecta, John.
I like both bands. I'm a big Pumpkin.
You need
guy.
Some sleep.
I'm 40.
Sleep.
I gotta tap out.
Yeah,
I'm a man. I'm 40. I gotta go to bed.
Well done. That was a good sign off. Thank you, John. We appreciate that.
All right, boys. Love you.
That's a wild weekend. That's a lot of concerts. It's a lot of music.
How much would I have to pay you to drive 70 miles one way to two concerts on a Friday and a Sunday?
I mean,
I'd have to pay you something.
You probably have to pay me a little premium.
There's no way you were doing that.
But I'd like to go see all the music.
800-636-1067 is the number where the junkies keep.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Keep it here. Our favorite troll, Juan from Rockville, tweeted all those music concerts and how many the Junks went to. Donks are so boring.
Yeah, I would agree.
We went to none of them. What are you gonna do?
I'm trying to think the last concert I went to.
I know the last concert I went to. I went to see Day to Remember in the Story So Far at UMBC about 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
With my daughter.
He goes to concerts a lot.
I go to listen to him out.
Wasn't Blink 182 this weekend, too?
I think.
Were they really?
Yes.
Was that Cap 1?
Blink 182 came. You know what? Put it down in the history books. Greatest live musical weekend in the D.C. area in modern recorded history.
And at Audi Field, I saw Megan Thee Stallion. Add that to the docket.
throw her and WAP into the mix.
Nice. I know that Missy Elliott is coming to Cap 1.
Okay. Good.
August 8th, I believe. Mm.
The last concert I went to was a yacht rock cover band.
That is great, but you had a good time.
Capital One Hall.
You enjoyed it.
I loved it.
You had a great time.
I loved it.
Good. As long as you enjoy it, that's all that matters.
All right.
We're going to talk to Craig Hoffman coming up at 9 o'clock. He had tweeted out that Jamin Davis is on the bubble.
Oh, that's funny. If Jamin Davis gets cut after all of the hype from one Eric Bickle about he's Micah Parsons, all traits so similar, you know, body wise.
If he gets cut, I'm going to bring in a life size poster of Jamin Davis. I'm going to put it right there on that wall.
Bring in a fat head.
It's going to stay there for the entire football season.
I love it. That's fantastic.
Speaking of underwhelming training camp performances,
yes,
it's just interesting. This article coming out from Seattle says the idea that Geno Smith might be supplanted for the Seahawks starting quarterback role this year by Sam Howell was always more than a little bit silly. And it goes on to say, quote, Sam Howell is 3 days into an almost alarmingly inaccurate camp.
Oh.
So far, days before the team puts on full pads, the Washington Commanders starter last season is closer to competing with third quarterback P.J. Walker to be Smith's backup than he is for any of Smith's playing time
Geno
this
Smith
year.
He's so safe and secure in his starting gig. It sounds like he has less than nothing to worry about from Sam Howell. Because like it says in the article, it sounds like he's just battling with P.J. Walker to make the squad at this point. And do a lot of teams carry three quarterbacks? Some do. I mean,
some.
Teams with real established quarterbacks, I would think, don't. Maybe they have somebody on their practice squad. They don't want to burn a third quarterback on their active roster. If you have Patrick Mahomes, you have no need for a third active quarterback. You have Josh Allen, same thing. Jalen Hurts, same thing.
If Sam Howell lost out to P.J. Walker, that would be kind of embarrassing.
Well, I mean, P.J. Walker's a guy who's barely has a foot in the
league.
That's
what I mean.
Yeah, you can't lose a battle. A
Drabby's not a Sam Howell guy. He doesn't like Sam Howell.
Well, there was never going to be a QB battle. People who say this just make things up. They said from the very beginning, Sam's here to be a backup.
Backup, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Geno, firmly entrenched. Great, solid quarterback. Couldn't be happier with my guy.
Great.
Also, Great for the money. He makes about, he makes about as much money as I do.
All right, this is...
Yeah, you wish you made Geno Smith money.
Well,
we all
compared
do.
To the other, all the other top paid QBs, he does. So,
but that would be embarrassing if Sam Howell did lose out to PJ Walker.
Yeah, shocker. He's inaccurate.
Yeah, we
and
knew
throwing
that.
Interceptions.
We
there
knew
were
that.
So many Howell backers though. That I know, put all the blame on Bieniemy and put all the blame
yeah,
on
Ron Rivera. Right now. Yeah, where'd he go?
Hey, Drab. On a more important note, what can you tell me about the Seahawks' new offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb?
Big silly. Just came from University of Washington. Did you see them play football last year, Cakes? Did you see Michael Penix throwing five touchdowns a game?
Why are you stealing my voice, my bit?
Yes. Did you
heard of Rome Odunze?
I have seen them play football, yes.
Look pretty good. You see him play Texas in the semifinal?
Is what you're telling me, JSN is going to have a bigger second year. He's going to be leaned on more in the passing game.
Cakes is just looking for fantasy nuggets.
Yeah, of course I am.
The scent begins.
I'm picking the brain of a Seahawks insider. I'm going to pick the brain of the Ravens insider before we head into the all-important draft
season.
Sounds
like you're not going to have to worry about Sam Howell dropping back to throw the pass.
You think Sam Howell's on my radar? He never has been, never will be.
So that quarterback battle kind of completely made up. And I think I have a theory on something else being made up.
What?
You're calling shenanigans on a report?
I'm very skeptical.
All right.
So Brian Daboll has lost 50 pounds. Or okay. If you've seen him, the head coach of the Giants. He's kind of a bigger dude.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's lost 50 pounds, so he's looking slim. So he was asked, I guess, in one of these pressers about his weight loss.
Okay, his regimen, how he did it.
He's saying he lost 50 pounds doing Pilates.
Okay, so he's claiming he didn't use like Ozempic or is it Wegovy or what?
Right, he says it's called DTR Pilates in Wyckoff. I started going first few weeks, was not too pleased. I was pretty sore, but I tried to stick with it. I got pretty early in the morning. Now he goes on to say, I'm a bit of a roller coaster.
Okay.
He claims that one season, now he must have been huge. He lost 112 pounds during a football season.
Jeez, he was that big?
I've seen clips of him like when he's on the sidelines with the Bills before he came to New York. Pretty big.
But do you think he lost 50 pounds doing Pilates? I think he probably
help. That might have helped it. But
Pilates, I mean, I'm not an expert on Pilates.
He had to have cut his diet back. He just had to have. It wasn't just Pilates.
Can anybody explain exactly what Pilates are? How different is it than like yoga? Is it that much different?
What I mean, you can some Pilates explain? Use a machine called the reformer.
Okay, I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't even know how to describe Pilates, but it's like I would say yoga meets stretching, Cakes. How about that?
Okay. Hey,
with some weight resistance.
But don't you think when you lose, he had to have cut back his diet too?
I would assume.
You know what I'm
guessing? Played a role
when somebody loses that much weight. I'm guessing he probably took the pill. Why wouldn't he take the pill? If the pills work and it's easy.
I didn't even know that Pilates was named after a dude named Joseph Pilates.
I didn't know that either.
It was just some random cool sounding name.
But it is crazy to see him now because you can't even recognize him.
Yeah, there's a picture of him alongside. He's got kind of chicken legs.
Oh, he's skipping leg day at the gym?
Yeah. I guess they're not doing it at Pilates. So do you buy just Pilates Cakes?
No. It has to be Pilates mixed with either reduced diet or he's taking Ozempic.
I'm trying to figure out what JP's insinuating. Like
Ozempic.
It just jumped out at me that like I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just not a big Pilates person that I wouldn't think that you could lose 50 pounds doing Pilates. I just didn't believe it completely. But hey, good for him. I have no problem with people taking Ozempic or whatever the other drug.
But he's not taking Ozempic.
Right, I'm saying that he might. That he is, but
because I find it hard to believe
he doesn't have a problem with it.
Yeah. I just find it hard to believe that he solely lost weight doing Pilates.
It's a little bit of fitness snobbery coming from you. A little bit where you're
sure.
Anybody who loses weight now is doubt cast upon how they did it. It's like the new nose job or something.
Yeah. It might be. No, but if he told me he lost 50 pounds. Yeah, it might be. Yeah. Let me be sorry. Yeah. If he told me he did 50 like
dirty,
pounds.
It's like a dirty word.
If he did 50 mm-hmm. pounds during running, I'd say, okay.
There's no chance that dude's dropping 50 pounds by going out running 3 days
hey,
a week.
This is what we need JP to do, a Pilates class. And then see if it wipes him out or not.
Right.
No, they're hard. I've done Pilates before. It's not necessarily easy, but I just find it hard to believe that you could lose 50 pounds haven't just you, doing
Pilates. Well, when you're a big fatty, it's easy to drop weight.
Maybe.
Haven't you seen DDP's yoga where those guys drop like 100 pounds all the time with old wrestlers?
I've not watched anything of DDP since he joined us in studio in Fairfax.
And that had to be like 20 years
Diamond
ago.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah. Is that guy making millions off of those videos from back in the day?
Had to have, yeah.
Just cashed in. Good for him.
Well, Daboll is going to lose even more during the season when he's watching Daniel Jones throw picks and fumble. Yeah. And he's stressing out because he's going to lose his job.
And like underthrowing Malik Nabers.
Right.
I saw us, you know, again, you just see great highlights. I saw Malik Nabers making just an incredible catch.
Well, I mean, he's going to be heavily featured in that offense. He's probably going to be the top target for Daniel Jones with
of course
Waller retiring suddenly. I mean, there's a reason they picked him number 6 overall. He's going to make a big impact on that offense if Daniel Jones can deliver him the ball.
But it was one of those deals where it had like a Malik Nabers highlight.
Yeah.
And then it said Daniel Jones in the session 2 for 6.
Right. That's the problem. He's got a subpar quarterback throwing him the ball.
Hey, they decided a couple years ago he was the guy.
Right.
And this is the make or break. It's make or break.
Yep. Joe Shane may be paying for it with his gig. Same with Daboll. He'll have more time for Pilates if he gets whacked at the end of the season. He may drop another 50 pounds.
Coming up next, Valdez apparently has a problem with my man crush. I'm not even sure who my man crush is. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies. So during the break, I was trying to figure out who are my man crushes.
Well,
and so basketball, Luca's one.
Yeah, that's got to be one.
Vince Dirk. Vaughn in the world of acting, well, Vince Vaughn is
liked,
one.
You liked Dirk and you liked Steve Nash, didn't you?
Yeah, I used to be a KD guy, but then he kind of went south. I mean, I like a lot of basketball players.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Is this man crush an athlete or former athlete? Or
The only guy I could think of was Peyton Manning because he's on the Olympics. Mm-hmm, I'm a Peyton Manning stan.
You got sports on the brain.
Yeah, it's so someone non-sports.
Non-sports guy?
The only guy I could think of non-sports is Vince Vaughn. I'm a Vince Vaughn mark.
No. JP's man crush
is?
It's because of his big arms. Is Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
Okay.
JP is a big Wes Moore guy.
All right.
I mean, I met him. I don't know that he's a man crush.
Yeah, he's kind of a man crush.
I think he's going to be a presidential candidate down the road.
Possibly, but it's JP's infatuated with his big guns, I feel like.
He was. That's 100% true. The listeners know that. You were fawning when you met him for days on end about his physique.
These guys aren't even aware, but it was days on end.
Where did
it's
where
ringing a bell, man.
Where did JP meet him again? Was it the Cal Ripken thing? I believe so. Cal Ripken charity event?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm Rick at JP's man crush because he's double dipping.
Okay.
Let me guess. Ravens and Commanders.
Yeah, he's at Ravens camp.
I saw that.
A purple Lamar Jackson jersey, high-fiving everyone. He's running out of the tunnel, slapping hands with all the kids that are at the practice.
He's a politician.
Schmoozing. And then the very next day, he's at Commanders camp.
Wearing
a Commanders jersey.
Well, to be fair, both teams play in the state of Maryland where he's the governor.
I know that, but fandom for two teams is not allowed. It's not allowed.
A true football fan can't be a fan of both of those teams.
I don't know that he's a true fan of both teams. He's trying to get the stadium in D.C. He's in a battle. He's in a battle, right? He took care of the Orioles. The Orioles got their lease for 25
Maryland,
or 30 years.
Not DC.
And he's trying to get the Commanders in Maryland.
And it's not just Wes.
So you don't like him wearing the jersey?
I don't like him wearing the jersey. I don't like him at the camp. Acting like he's a hail yeah guy, right? Like he's HTTC.
I mean, like if I were him, like I'd be leaning more into the Commanders than the Ravens because the Ravens they're not going anywhere, right? Like they're long term locked into Baltimore.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, but if he was a fan, like he played receiver at Hopkins, right?
I don't know. I think he was a wide receiver for Johns Hopkins. I don't know, super fan. Tell me.
I mean, you know a lot more about him than we do. I just follow exhibit A.
Yeah. but you're not. It's not allowed.
Right.
That's in fandom 101. It's frowned upon. It's part of the fan 10 commandments.
You're gonna wear a Packers jersey one weekend, and then you're gonna show up in a Bears jersey the next. Like, that's weird.
I don't know if there's necessarily some sort of rivalry, but I don't. There's some rivalry, right?
A little bit.
It's kind of one sided. I mean, there's so much better. in every aspect.
I mean, it's a little bit of a rivalry.
Yeah, I guess.
Somewhat.
But I would guess he was a Ravens fan because he went to Hopkins, where he did play wide receiver.
I think he was born
Tacoma Park, but then he grew up, seems like, in New York.
Tacoma Park
might be a Giants fan, Washington territory.
Yeah, but it says that he moved to, like, maybe his parents got divorced when he was six, or maybe when he was four. It looks like he moved to New York.
Just, I'm not a fan of the double dipping.
Right.
I don't think it should be allowed until he shows up at Giants camp next.
Right.
And the Commanders, what are the Commanders doing? If he's a self-admitted Ravens fan, why are you having him out?
They want high-profile people out at their practices. He's a high-profile person. He's a governor of one of the 50 states.
Just rubs me the wrong way.
He's politicking.
That's what he's doing, but I could see why it would rub you the wrong way.
He did put out in the video, in his tweet, it says, "I'm a Ravens fan, but the Commanders have some real talent to watch out for."
Okay, so he said he was a Ravens fan.
Yeah, he's like on Team Maryland.
You know, I take away his Ravens fandom.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, any true Ravens truther.
He's not welcome in the flock.
Yeah, he's kicked out of the flock. Would never put on another team's jersey.
Whose jersey did he wear?
I think it might have been a Sean Taylor one.
Sean Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course.
He's playing the hits.
Who else has shown up? Did they have any other celebs show up? Is Wes Moore pretty much the only one?
Mike Marr.
Yeah, those boots on the ground out there.
Oh, you were there?
Oh, yeah.
How was the Megan Thee Stallion concert?
No, I didn't go to it. I just read about it online.
Oh, I thought you went to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you never catch me there.
Why wouldn't you catch you there?
Oh, that's just not my type of music.
Yeah, maybe he's not a Megan Thee Stallion fan.
I bet you the line is just crazy, even though it's a Monday.
Oh, getting in
right now.
Yeah.
Because I think practice starts around 9. What time did it start yesterday, Mike? About 9 o'clock?
Yeah, the guy started warming up around like 8:30, but Dan Quinn was talking to the media.
Yeah, so he talked to
him. I'm with you, though. When I saw the reports on Twitter of you know, like Sam Fortier and JP Finley and Mitch Tischler, like showing, and Nicky Jetvala showing the line before, mm-hmm. like an hour before the practice started, pretty shocking.
People get sized, though. Like,
fans are jacked.
Like, one fan drove from Massachusetts. Another fan drove down from Montreal to see a practice.
It's crazy.
It's not even an exhibition game. It's just a practice.
You went to some of the training camps at Richmond, right?
I did not.
Oh, you never went?
No, he was off. He was off that week.
Yeah, I was off that week when you guys went to Richmond.
I did the bus trip one time with listeners to Richmond. Now, this was during the heyday of RG3.
Right.
Like year one and year two. I mean... It was incredible. So this is kind of like that you got the quarterback,
mm-hmm.
the excitement is there.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of people, too, tickets are so expensive. I remember talking to some people, they liked going to training camps to get access, get your autographs, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And you're not spending, you know, if you take a family to a Commanders game, you can probably spend minimum $100 per person.
It's a pricey outing. It's expensive. Unless you get hooked. Which is always our angle.
You think Commanders fans are going to be let down in the first month?
I think the first month is hard.
Because they got three out of four games on the road.
I can't remember what Cakes did, but I had him. I want to say Adam at one and three in the first four.
It's a tough ask.
2-2 will give you a shot.
Because they're playing Tampa on the road to open up.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a tough game. I'm sorry. It just is. Giants, they got to beat the Giants here.
Well, I got to find the line for the Tampa game. That's definitely out at this point.
It's got to be out. And then they're playing the Bengals on the road. And then who else are they playing on the road? Oh, Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah. Those are not, I mean, that's four tough, well, not the Giants, but that's three tough games in the first month. And then they come back and play the Ravens and Browns here.
Yep. Commanders at Bucks. That's a 425 kick on Fox. Tampa's laying 3.5. Your total, 41.5.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, for all you DFS degenerates, week one salaries are live, I think, on both DraftKings and FanDuel right now. You can go start tinkering with your lineups.
It's already up.
Yeah.
But
why did you say salaries?
Like for DFS.
Like if you play DFS, if you play a DFS tournament lineup or matchup.
Oh, okay. I don't play DFS.
It's all based on salaries.
Yeah, I mean, come on, what are you doing over there? Where have you been for the last 5 to 10 years? What's going on there, JP?
Not my thing.
Daily fantasy sweats? Love them.
Gonna have to do it.
I think my DraftKings account is getting low on some funds.
Is it?
Sadly, I think I'm gonna have to reload it myself.
Well, it'll be here before
Instead
you know
of having
it.
Like a fantasy sugar daddy, which I would love to have, like Drab had with his betting account.
I mean, Commander's first preseason game is in like 12 days.
August 10th. Nice. August 10th.
I mean, it's nuts.
It's here.
You'll be better when Jaden Daniels gets no throws.
In the opener?
No, I would imagine he does.
Commanders at the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets as low as $8 at MetLife Stadium.
Hey, you'll be off that following week. You can go up there and watch it. Spend $32 for some tickets.
It's going to be tough for me to go up and watch it when I'm in South Carolina. It's going to be a tough call.
Cancel that and go up to New York for a preseason game.
I'm sure I'm going to do that.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we will get some insight from our pal Craig Hoffman, host on the Team 980. We will get his take on Jamin Davis, who apparently may not be a lock to make the roster, and more here on the Junkies. So during the break, I was trying to figure out who are my man crushes.
Well,
and so in basketball, Luca's one.
Yeah, that's got to be one.
Vince Dirk. Vaughn in the world of acting, Vaughn is
like,
one.
You liked Dirk and you liked Steve Nash, didn't you?
Yeah, I used to be a KD guy, but then he kind of went south. I mean, I like a lot of basketball players.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Is this man crush an athlete or former athlete?
The only guy I could think of was Peyton Manning because he's on the Olympics. Mm-hmm, I'm a Peyton Manning stickler.
You got sports on the brain.
Yeah, it's so someone non-sports.
Guy?
The only guy I could think of non-sports is Vince Vaughn. I'm a Vince Vaughn mark.
No. JP's man crush
is?
It's because of his big arms. Is Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
Okay.
JP is a big Wes Moore guy.
All right.
I mean, I met him. I don't know that he's a man crush.
Yeah, he's kind of a man crush.
I think he's going to be a presidential candidate down the road.
Possibly. But it's JP's infatuated with his big guns, I feel like.
He was. That's 100% true. The listeners know that. You were fawning when you met him for days on end about his physique.
These guys aren't even aware, but it was days on end.
Where did
it's
where,
ringing a bell,
where,
man.
Where did JP meet him again? Was it the Cal Ripken thing? Or?
I believe so.
Cal Ripken charity event?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm Rick at JP's man crush because he's double dipping.
Okay.
Let me guess. Ravens and Commanders.
Yeah, he's at Ravens camp.
In a
purple Lamar Jackson jersey, high-fiving everyone. He's running out of the tunnel, slapping hands with all the kids that are at the practice.
He's a politician.
Schmoozing. And then the very next day, he's at Commanders camp.
Wearing
a Commanders jersey.
Well, to be fair, both teams play in the state of Maryland where he's the governor.
I know that, but fandom for two teams is not allowed. It's not allowed.
A true football fan can't be a fan of both of those teams.
I don't know that he's a true fan of both teams. He's trying to get the stadium in D.C. He's in a battle. He's in a battle, right? He took care of the Orioles. The Orioles got their lease for 25
Maryland.
Or 30 years.
Not DC.
And he's trying to get the Commanders in Maryland.
And it's not just Wes.
So you don't like him wearing the jersey?
I don't like him wearing the jersey. I don't like him at the camp acting like he's a hail yeah guy, right? Like he's HTTC.
I mean, like if I were him, like I'd be leaning more into the Commanders than the Ravens because the Ravens – they're not going anywhere, right? Like they're long term locked into Baltimore.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, but if he was a fan, like he played receiver at Hopkins, right?
I don't know. I think he was a wide receiver for Johns Hopkins. I don't know, super fan. Tell me.
I mean, you know a lot more about him than we do. I just follow exhibit A.
Yeah. but you're not. It's not allowed.
Right.
That's in fandom 101. It's frowned upon. It's part of the fan 10 commandments.
You're gonna wear a Packers jersey one weekend, and then you're gonna show up in a Bears jersey the next. Like, that's weird.
I don't know if there's necessarily some sort of rivalry, but I don't. There's some rivalry, right?
A little bit.
It's kind of one sided. I mean, they're so much better. in every aspect.
I mean, it's a little bit of a rivalry.
Yeah, I guess.
Somewhat.
But I would guess he was a Ravens fan because he went to Hopkins, where he did play wide receiver.
I think he was born in Tacoma Park,
but then he grew up, seems like, in New York.
Tacoma Park is Washington territory.
Yeah, but it says that he moved to, like, maybe his parents got divorced when he was six, or maybe when he was four. It looks like he moved to New York.
I'm not a fan of the double dipping.
Right.
I don't think it should be allowed.
Wait till he shows up at Giants camp next.
Right.
And the Commanders, what are the Commanders doing? If he's a self-admitted Ravens fan, why are you having him out?
They want high-profile people out at their practices. He's a high-profile person. He's a governor of one of the 50 states.
Just rubs me the wrong way.
He's politicking.
That's what he's doing, but I could see why it would rub you the wrong way.
He did put out in the video, in his tweet, it says, "I'm a Ravens fan, but the Commanders have some real talent to watch out for."
Okay, so he said he was a Ravens fan.
Yeah, he's like on Team Maryland.
I take away his Ravens fandom.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
you
any true Ravens truther.
He's not welcome in the flock.
Yeah, he's kicked out of the flock. Would never put on another team's jersey.
Whose jersey did he wear?
I think it might have been a Sean Taylor one.
Sean Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
He's playing the hits.
Who else has shown up? Did they have any other celebs show up? Is Wes Moore pretty much the only one?
Mike Marr.
Yeah, those boots on the ground out there.
Oh, you were there?
Oh, yeah.
How was the Megan Thee Stallion concert?
No, I didn't go to it. I just read about it online.
You
can never catch me there.
Why wouldn't he catch you there?
Oh, that's just not my type of music.
Yeah, maybe he's not a Megan Thee Stallion fan.
I bet you the line is just crazy, even though it's a Monday.
Oh, getting in
right now.
Yeah.
Because I think practice starts around 9. What time did it start yesterday, Mike? About 9 o'clock?
Yeah, the guy started warming up around like 8:30, but Dan Quinn was talking to the media.
Yeah, he talked to them.
I'm with you, though. When I saw the reports on Twitter of Sam Fortier and J.P. Finley and Mitch Tischler, like, showing, and Nicky Jetvala showing the line before, mm-hmm. like an hour before the practice started, pretty shocking.
People get sized, though. Fans
are jacked.
Like, one fan drove from Massachusetts. Another fan drove down from Montreal to see a practice.
It's crazy.
It's not even an exhibition game. It's just a practice.
You went to some of the training camps at Richmond, right?
I did not.
Oh, you never went?
No, he was off. He was off that week.
Yeah, I was off that week when you guys went to Richmond.
I did the bus trip one time with listeners to Richmond. Now, this was during the heyday of RG3.
Right.
Like year one and year two. I mean... It was incredible. So this is kind of like that you got the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The excitement is there.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of people, too, tickets are so expensive. I remember talking to some people. They liked going to training camps to get access, get your autographs, that sort of thing. And you're not spending, if you take a family to a Commanders game, you can probably spend minimum $100 per person.
It's a pricey outing. It's expensive. Unless you get hooked. Which is always our angle.
You think Commanders fans are going to be let down in the first month?
I think the first month is hard.
Because they got three out of four games on the road.
I can't remember what Cakes did, but I had him. I want to say Adam at 1-3 in the first four.
It's a tough ask.
2-2 will give you a shot.
Because they're playing Tampa on the road to open up.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a tough game. I'm sorry. It just is. Giants, they got to beat the Giants here.
Well, I got to find the line for the Tampa game. That's definitely out at this point.
It's got to be out. And then they're playing the Bengals on the road. And then who else are they playing on the road? Oh, Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah. Those are not, that's four tough, well, not the Giants, but that's three tough games in the first month. And then they come back and play the Ravens and Browns here.
Yep. Commanders at Bucks. That's a 425 kick on Fox. Tampa's laying 3.5. Your total, 41.5.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, for all you DFS degenerates, week one salaries are live, I think, on both DraftKings and FanDuel right now. You can go start tinkering with your lineups.
It's already up.
Yeah.
But I'm
Why did you say salaries?
Like for DFS.
Like if you play DFS, if you play a DFS tournament lineup or matchup.
Oh, okay, see, I don't even play. I don't play DFS.
It's all based on salaries.
Yeah, I mean, come on, what are you doing over there? Where have you been for the last 5 to 10 years? What's going on there, JP?
Daily not my thing.
Daily fantasy sweats, love them.
Gonna have to do it.
I think my DraftKings account is getting low on some funds.
Is it?
Sadly, I think I'm gonna have to reload it myself.
Well, it'll be here before
Instead
you know
of having
it.
Like a fantasy sugar daddy, which I would love to have, like Drab had with his betting account.
I mean, Commander's first preseason game is in like 12 days.
August 10th. Nice. August 10th.
I mean, it's nuts.
It's here.
You'd be better when Jaden Daniels gets no throws.
In the opener?
No, I would imagine he does.
Commanders at the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets as low as $8 at MetLife Stadium.
Hey, you'll be off that following week. You can go up there and watch it. Spend $32 for some tickets.
It's going to be tough for me to go up and watch it when I'm in South Carolina. It's going to be a tough call.
Cancel that and go up to New York yeah, for a preseason game.
I'm sure I'm going
to
do that.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we will get some insight from our pal Craig Hoffman, host on the Team 980. We will get his take on Jamin Davis, who apparently may not be a lock to make the roster, and more here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.